Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says peace is paramount for development of Manipur. Urges all organizations to embark on path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram, including Bairabi-Sairang new rail line. Says, Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Prime Minister also flags off three new express trains, Sairang Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sairang Guwahati Express and Sairang Kolkata Express. 9 killed after a tanker crashes into Ganapati idol immersion procession in Karnataka's Hasan district. 7.4 magnitude earthquake jolts Russia's Kamchatka region, prompting a tsunami warning. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty storms into final of Hong Kong Open. And in boxing, Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Shuran cruise into women's finals at World Championships in Liverpool, UK. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. The Prime Minister stated this while laying the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees in Chudachandpur in Manipur. Mr. Modi said the government is satisfied that in recent times talks have been held with various groups in the hills and the valley to reach agreements. He reaffirmed that the government of India stands firmly with the people of Manipur. The Prime Minister added that this is part of the government of India's broader efforts to establish peace by prioritizing dialogue, mutual respect and understanding.
मणिपुर की ये धरती ये क्षेत्र आशा और उम्मीद की भूमि है लेकिन दुर्भाग्य से हिंसा ने इस शानदार इलाके को अपनी चपेट में ले लिया था मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
The 19 multiple development projects include Manipur Urban Roads, Drainage and Asset Management Improvement Project, 5 National Highway Projects, Manipur Infotech Development Project, Working Women Hostels at 9 locations, among others. The Prime Minister today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. These projects are related to multiple sectors, including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi-Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Mr. Modi highlighted that Mizoram has a major role in both the Act East policy and the emerging Northeast economic corridor.
Mizoram is playing an important role in India's development journey. Friends, this is a historic day for the nation, particularly for the people of Mizoram. From today, Aizawl will be on India's railway map. A few years ago, I had the opportunity of laying the foundation stone for the Aizawl railway line. And today, we proudly dedicate it to the people of the nation, overcoming many challenges.
The Prime Minister said the next generation GST reforms have recently been introduced and it means lower taxes on many products, making life easier for families.
Next generation GST reforms have been announced. This means lower taxes on many products, making life easier for families. Before 2014, even daily essential like toothpaste, soap and oil were taxed at 27%. Today, only 5% GST is applicable. During Congress rule, medicines, test kits and insurance policies were heavily taxed. That is why healthcare was expensive and insurance was out of reach for ordinary families.
On the occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line was a very challenging project involving 45 tunnels and 55 major bridges.
Before 2014, the budget for railway for Northeast was only 2,000 crore. Modi ji increased it 5 times to 10,000 crore. That is the Act East policy of Modi ji. Today, railway projects of 77,000 crore rupees are undergoing construction in the entire Northeast.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 3 new express trains, Sairang Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sairang Guwahati Express and Sairang Kolkata Express on this occasion. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of Chimtuipui River Bridge on the Longthlai Siaha Road. Our correspondent reports that this will provide all-weather connectivity and reduce travel time by 2 hours.
With the inauguration of the over 51 kilometers Bairabi-Sairang railway line, Aizawl, the capital of Mizoram, has been connected to the Indian Railways for the first time. The direct rail connectivity between Mizoram and rest of the country will offer the people of the region safe, efficient and cost-effective travel options. It will also ensure the timely and reliable supply of food grains, fertilizers and other essential commodities, enhancing the overall logistical efficiency and regional accessibility. With this project, Aizawl has become the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected with the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. The rail connectivity and train services reinforce the Narendra Modi government's commitment to boosting the infrastructure in the Northeast region. With Anand Kumar's report from Aizawl, this is Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News.
On the occasion of Independence Day this year, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on 3rd of September with the GST Council reducing tax rates in many household goods to ease the life of common people. Today, we take a look at the reforms for the tax-free goods. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has taken significant steps to ease the burden on the common man by exempting several essential goods from the GST. Under the new structure, consumer goods including vegetables, fruit, nuts and juice have been reduced from 12% to 5% slab. Snack items such as namkeens, bhujia and mixtures have also been brought down to 5% from the previous 12% tax rate. Furthermore, the GST on sugar confectionery including candies, toffee, jelly has come down from 18% to 5% tax bracket to ease the burden on products made primarily through sugar. Talking to the media, a grocery shopkeeper Suresh said that the government has given big relief to the people ahead of the upcoming festive season.
पहले 18% GST था सो उसको आज 12% कर दिए, 5% था सो GST उसको जीरो कर दिए, आज तेल, साबुन, पेस्ट, घी, तेल सभी का 5% कर दिया, ये सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट का बहुत बड़ा चमत्कार है।
The GST rate cuts will result in lower retail prices, which in turn will encourage the consumption of daily essential goods and increase demand for manufactured products, including processed food items. Reduced prices for almost all food products are expected to promote ease of living, boost demand, attract fresh investments and generate employment. People across the country are also welcoming this change as the reduction in the GST is likely to ease the financial strain on households. The new tax rates will come into effect from 22nd of this month. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Ms. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the interim government. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, at the recommendation of the newly appointed interim Prime Minister and announced a fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. At least 9 people have died after a tanker lorry crashed into a procession heading for the immersion of the Ganpati idol at Karnataka's Hassan district. A tanker lorry was found to have driven recklessly into a Ganpati immersion procession in Musale Hosalli. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the mishap and announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, and the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has also announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees to each of the families. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over isolated places over northeastern states, Bihar, Bengal, Telangana and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and Vidarbh today. The weather agency said thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are expected over Andhra Pradesh during the next 2 to 3 days. A massive 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck near the east coast of Russia's Kamchatka region this morning, prompting a tsunami warning. According to the United States Geological Survey, the quake occurred 111 kilometers east of the administrative center of Kamchatka region at a depth of 39.5 kilometers. Following the earthquake, local authorities in the Kamchatka territory issued a tsunami threat. On to sports. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty stormed into the final of the Hong Kong Open Super 500 with a straight game win this morning. The 8th-seeded Indian duo defeated Chinese Taipei's unseeded duo Bing Wei Lin and Sheng Chang Kuan 21-17-21-15, ending a run of 6 consecutive semi-final exits in 2025. Satvik and Chirag will now face China's world number 3 pair of Liang Wei-Qing and Wong Chang in the title clash. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will take on Xiao Tianchen of Chinese Taipei in the semifinals this evening. In boxing, Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Shuran have cruised into the women's finals in their respective weight categories at the ongoing World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. In cricket, Sri Lanka will open their Asia Cup campaign against Bangladesh this evening in a Group B fixture at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi. Meanwhile, India will face arch rivals Pakistan in high-profile Group A clash in Dubai tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says peace is paramount for development of Manipur, urges all organizations to embark on path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl, Mizoram, including Bairabi Sairang new rail line, says Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Prime Minister also flags off 3 new express trains, Sairang Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sairang Guwahati Express and Sairang Kolkata Express. 9 killed after a tanker crashes into Ganpati idol immersion procession in Karnataka's Hassan district. 7.4 magnitude earthquake jolts Russia's Kamchatka region, prompting a tsunami warning. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty storms into final of Hong Kong Open. And in boxing, Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Shuran cruise into women's finals at World Championships in Liverpool, UK. And with that, we end the midday news.